Our theme for Musicians Come and Play, that's Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another program here on KASM, program number 173 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 39 degrees currently here in Albany. Cloud cover, cloudy looking day here in central Minnesota. And as I mentioned, it is our 173rd program here on KASM. We have our guest on the line, Miss Molly B., and we welcome into the studios, Miss Molly B. How are you this morning, Molly?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Very, very good. Where are you at this morning, Molly?
Well, we are about 10 miles from Wanda, Minnesota.
Okay. So you're on the road and performing yet today or tomorrow, or what's the situation?
Yes. Yep. No, the rest of the weekend I actually had off to work on the Christmas shows, but today I'm performing with the Jim Busta Band in Wanda, Minnesota, and two other bands are there as well. So there's music from noon until 5, and we start playing at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And is this outside or inside, or what have you got?
It's inside. Yep, it's at their community center there.
At the community center. Who are the other two bands?
You know, I can't remember the time. Beats and something. I hadn't heard of that band.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another local band that's there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. But you're with your dad's band, with the Jim Busta Band.
Yes.
All right. Well, you are a busy person, I know. We've had you on the program before, Molly. Maybe you can just give us a brief outline of your life and your career. Take us from where you were born to where you are now. How is that?
Okay, well, that's going to be quite the story, but I'll do my best to do it fairly quickly. I was actually born in Iowa. My folks lived in Colesburg, Iowa, when I was born. Dubuque Hospital, technically. We went from Colesburg to Edgewood, Iowa, because my dad was principal. And then we moved to Spring Grove, Minnesota, where my dad was superintendent. And there I did all my schooling, basically, from first grade through 12th grade. And I was very fortunate to grow up in a small town because it was very easy and almost, I want to say required, but most of the kids did almost everything. We did music, we did sports, we did the extracurricular activities besides music and sports. That was just pretty normal. And Spring Grove had a very strong music program before we even moved to town. And that tradition held out during my entire years at Spring Grove schools, which was very, very nice to grow up in a situation, always having high standards just to be good enough to sing in the high school band and choir. So that was fabulous. And then my dad started his band the year I was born. So I grew up around that polka music, whether we were listening to it in the house, practicing in the house, or me trying to dabble on the keyboard already when I was 4 years old. By the time I was 8, I had already won some competitions for composing music, and I started playing piano, courting in my dad's band. Courting, not taking any lead, but simply doing some courting work with him. And when I was 11, I'd been playing trumpet for 1 year by this time, and I joined his band. His trumpet player left the band, and he said, "Do you want this position? Now's your time, because I have an open position with the band." And so it worked really well. No music was written for me, but I was able to look at some lead sheet music and kind of figure out harmony from there. And having the knowledge of chords after playing keyboard in the band, I understood what my notes should be. I don't know at 11 if I played all the right notes, but I knew what they should be. Shortly thereafter, when I was 14, I added saxophone and clarinet for the purpose of the polka band. And then when I was 16, that's when I added valve trombone, and then I started doing the double hand thing with one hand on trumpet and one hand on keyboard. And in the meantime, I was still playing other instruments in school, such as French horn. I also played tuba with the junior high band, and so that kept me going on that realm, always, you know, diverging more in the music and enjoying everything about it. Shortly after, I attended Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, where I pursued a music degree, the strongest areas being trumpet and piano, and that's when I learned the best technique as far as singing classical, and my opera training came from there. Now, I never did get to sing in an opera. I sang in an operetta. I sang with choirs that sang songs from everything from oh, I guess songs from operas. I was able to sing arias, and then I have sing with the Toledo Symphony, and I'm going back again this year to sing with the Toledo Symphony. So that training has definitely done me some good. Then after college, during college, I was playing with Carl and the Country Dutchman, at that time out of Trempealeau, Wisconsin. And then shortly after college is when I joined Ted Ling in Ohio. The band was called the Bratwurst Boys, but uh-huh. I was a girl, and we didn't want to pigeon ourselves to only playing German polka music. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we wanted to be able to play other styles of music as well. And so we called ourselves Squeeze Box. Uh-huh. And Squeeze Box released a recording in 2007 and 2009. And then in 2010, we started our third recording. And that's kind of the reason for this call today, because the third recording finally came out 6 years later.
Uh-huh.
We finally did release that recording, and it's filled with so many requests. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. We took our top requests and decided we were going to give our fans exactly what they wanted. And we considered doing new stuff. We considered writing new stuff or taking songs, making crossover polkas, and doing that, and kind of doing things that really, I guess, that we wanted to go on a limb with. But we knew what our clientele was. We knew what the people would enjoy. And we're here to bring happiness and good music to our fans. And so that's exactly why we chose the 15 songs we did. And it just came out in the middle of September. It's selling very, very well. We're very happy with that. And everyone has a different favorite song, which is kind of cool. I did a thing on Facebook, and I said, what's your favorite song? Expecting everyone to kind of narrow down on one or two of them. And I think at least nine of the 15 songs have been listed.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
You know, we're reaching out to different people that like different styles of music, and being able to please a wide variety of an audience.
That's great. Well, I've had a chance to listen to it, and I think it's awesome. And we're going to talk just a little bit more about that right after 12. But I have more questions for you, Molly, and that is you're also a TV personality. You've been seen on the Molly B. Polka Party on RFD.
Yes.
Now, is that still happening, or is that where is the situation on that? What can you tell us?
Okay, well, I did completely skip over that because I talked about the Squeeze Box recording in 2010 and then how it didn't come out to 2016. So how that all came about was I was on the Big Joe Polka Show before I performed or had the Molly B. Polka Party. And despite what people think, I was actually in my 20s already when I recorded that show. That was from 2005 to 2008. And then in 2011 is when Patrick Gott, the founder and CEO of RFD, called me up and asked me to come to Omaha to discuss possibilities of a new polka show. And I was really excited about the possibility. And within 20 minutes of being in the office, we decided, yes, we're going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to be the new host. It's going to be called the Molly B. Polka Party. And things really, really took off. When we first started, we had creative control, which is really important to us because we want people to get a wide variety of polka music as well as a really good mix. And we both felt, between Ted and myself, that we had a good understanding of good polka music. And so we definitely enjoyed that experience. So that went on. We only did 3 years of recording, believe it or not. It was spread over, three years of recording were spread over almost 5 years. And then the fifth year started this year. And after our first taping, things got canceled. And so there's no more tapings this year, and there's no more Molly B. Polka Party tapings for RFD in the future as of now. But the good thing is they are able to play all old episodes.
Okay.
I'm not a person to watch TV, so I can't tell you exactly what they're showing, but fans and friends are telling me that Wednesday nights, they started over with episode one, which means it's only coming from Omaha, Nebraska, from our 2011 tapings. And then Saturday night tapings are coming from our most recent taping in Ennis, Texas, which we recorded in 2016. Now, exactly what's going to happen and what the future holds as far as the show goes, I don't know anything more than the person that watches the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they are saying it's going to continue to air on Wednesday nights at 5:30 and continue to air on Saturdays at 10, and I think that's great. I think it's great they are still willing and wanting to give the people the music they love and to watch the dancers that they have grown to adore. And I guess it can still be a win situation in that way.
Well, I've heard from so many people that watch it, and they're mostly the elderly people. Well, there's young ones too, but they happen to get the channel, and they really, really enjoy it. And my father-in-law was one. He passed away in 2012, but he used to call me on a Saturday night because years ago the Big Joel show would come on at 9 o'clock, and then when you replaced Joel, then your show would come on. And it was actually comical because we had cable, so we couldn't get it. But he would call me up on a Saturday night, and he said, "Oh, you should hear this." And he said, "Listen, I'll put the phone up to the speaker on the TV." And as you know, the quality is not very good over the phone. But, yes. You know, he was just so enthused. And I think he was an example of what, you know, your listenership was, you know, and is. People just... well, they can stay in the comfort of their home and be entertained like that for an hour. They just really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, there's so many true followers. They plan their Wednesdays and or Saturday nights around it. And they're just, they're diehard fans that want to just take it in week after week. They're definitely, there's so many out there. I get emails and letters still today regarding it. And I think it's great. I really do.
It is. It is. And you know, something about you, Molly, and we don't mean to get into a critiquing situation here, but you are so full of life and so energetic, so young, and these older people, they just appreciate that, you know, because there's a myth or whatever that old-time music is for old people and only old people mm-hmm. do it, and boy, you're proving them wrong. I mean, at your age, you're just full of ambition, and you're doing such a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, and I truly do love the music. Being born and raised into the music, I couldn't have asked for a better upbringing. I really couldn't. The music is just happy music. There's no other way around it. I mean, some people say that sounds corny. You know, folk music is happy music, and it can sound cliche, but it's true. That's exactly what it is. And I have played for such a variety of audiences, and some audiences I'm not really playing necessarily. I didn't come to play polka music, and as soon as you start a polka music, everyone kind of gets this little smile and smirk on their face, and toes will start tapping. And so those that don't even realize that they like it really come to realize it is. It's just a happy, happy music. And why not play that? Why not? Yeah. Why not spread that joy? And it's so true. Every time I get into a dance hall that's filled with people and the music begins, there's not a sad face around. And I love being a part of that. And you know, you mentioned that old people enjoy to see me continue on this music, but I can tell you, if I was, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90, I know I would definitely feel the same.
Yep.
Having someone younger continue to carry on traditions and carry on music that I loved. And so already now, when I see children enjoying it, I pull them up on stage. I definitely give them my time when I can off stage, because I think it's very important to keep up these traditions and this music that for so long have made people so happy that we need to continue it.
You bet. Well, Molly, if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Wonderful.
All right. So, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market, and looking at the calendar, it's already November this week, meaning it's time for another season, the firearm deer hunting season. There is always much excitement and anticipation with this season in Minnesota. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your hunting supplies and needs. There's jerky, snack sticks, snack packs, just some of the great backpack items you'll find to grab and go at the St. Joe Meat Market. There's summer sausage and all sorts of sandwich meat for making sandwiches for lunch on the deer stand. Now, after you've eaten your lunch and bagged your big buck and or Bambi, in whichever case it might be, bring in your clean boneless trimmings to the St. Joe Meat Market to have it professionally processed. There's no more waiting or appointment list. Your order is usually ready for pickup in 10 days or less, boxed and or packaged to your specifications. We can grind your hamburger or make your sausage out of your clean boneless trimmings. Trimmings can be brought in during business hours, Monday, 6 a.m. through Saturday evening at 5 p.m. And always, always remember to put your trimmings in food-grade bags and or plastic bags. Garbage bags are not acceptable. They are usually made with chemicals that are toxic and can affect you potentially, making you and or your family sick. Remember, we are what we eat. The St. Joe Meat Market has everything you can think of for processing your own deer. Everything from knives, wrapping paper, food-grade bags, freezer tape, seasonings, casings, pork, and beef trimmings. Call ahead and have your order ready for pickup when you arrive. And as always, for more information, call 320-363-4913 for information. And again, good luck hunting. And Molly, for being our guest on the program, and I know you've been here before, so you know how it works. The meat market, along with Chasm, we get a nice meat package put up, send that out to you, and hope that you and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And we were talking about your recordings and the program and everything. You have some DVDs out, and those are tapings of your shows in Branson. And going to be doing that again this year?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, the Molly B. Christmas Special in Branson started in 2011, and it honestly was a dream come true. It really was. I've always wanted to do a stage show like that, where everything from where I get to wear, you know, elegant gowns, where I have fabulous musicians on stage, a theater full of people singing Christmas songs of all things. I love Christmas music. Love it. So you take Christmas, you take polka, and I hope it's okay to say it's on public radio or public radio station. But, you know, and you add God to it, and it doesn't get any better. I mean, to me, it was awesome. So having that experience starting in 2011 was amazing. It's a lot of work. And days leading up to it, I'm usually doing 80-hour weeks easily. I mean, up to 18-hour days, just trying to get everything so it's everything set to go. And it's turned out wonderful every year. We had four fabulous years. I had up to 35 people between helpers and dancers and musicians on stage. And then we took a year off because I wasn't under the contract with RFD. And it was always at RFD TV, the theater. Well, when things ended with RFD this year and I didn't have a Christmas or a place for my Christmas show, first of all, I decided to do a Christmas show with Maggie May, who is a country artist in Wisconsin. So that's the first route I went. So that's taking place November 5th. Well, and I was thinking this should fulfill the void. Well, I had too many people that I learned had plans to be in Branson. They were coming to Branson to see the Molly B. Christmas special. And I'm not a person to disappoint my fans. I will always go to extremes to please them, to make sure what they wanted is something I can give them. And so I decided to find my own Christmas show. It's at the Jim Stafford Theater, taking place November 6th. I have 9 dancers and musicians. I have 5 musicians on stage, fabulous musicians. I'm super excited to perform with them. And the theater is being filled up. Tickets are still available, but I know the theater is getting filled up, and it's going to be a fabulous performance. And I know we're only a week out, but I don't know if we're going to record it yet. The thing I can tell you and I can guarantee you, this specific recording will not be put on RFD TV, because a lot of people were questioning about that. I don't know their plans for Christmas, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put on past Molly B. Christmas specials, but this one specifically will not. So I'm telling folks, if they want this DVD, which is looking like we will do, to contact me at mollyb.com. And once they contact me, they'll receive updates, and I'll let them know when and if this is available. That's mollieb.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited about the Christmas show. I love it. I love it. And this year I'm doing a few repeats. I'm doing a lot of my favorite songs and pulling out some things. And my dancers are great. I don't know if you've ever watched the show, because I know you said your in-laws had it. But Elaine is my tall blonde dancer from Colorado. Uh-huh. And everyone seems to know Elaine. And she's going to be one of my dancers, as well as Lewis from Texas. People know my first name, so. Lewis from Texas, and then Randy and Ashley Tull from Wisconsin are coming over with their kids, and my folks are going to dance in the show. So it's a lot of the Molly B. Polka Party dancing, or, you know, favorite dancers that are going to be there. So you know it's going to be good.
You bet.
Be great.
So currently you have the 4 DVDs that are available, and what's interesting, they don't always have the date on, so you don't know which one is first or second, but they're colored, so...
Yes.
So that's kind of neat.
Yes. Yep. Red is 11. Blue is 2012. Purple is 2013. And green is 2014. And yes, they are still all available on that website, mollyb.com.
You bet.
So I invite you to go check those out. And I've lowered the price of them.
Okay.
It used to be one for $30, and now you can get all four of them for $90.
Okay. Okay.
So it's kind of like getting one free.
Well, there you go. That's wonderful. And, you know, we had your husband, Ted Lang, on the show a while back.
Yeah.
And we asked, you know, like I'm going to ask you in a little while for experiences or memorable moments. And I don't know if he told you or if you were listening, but his memorable moment was playing and listening to you sing Ave Maria.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he'll still say that. I mean, he has been saying that and still say that. It's my classical training that comes in. It's my pure voice that is coming out, and it's a beautiful song. And I'll look over after I've sung it, and I can see tears.
Yeah.
I can see tears in his eyes. They're not like, not bawling or anything.
Yeah.
I can tell. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Right there at that moment, you know, it's like, this is good music.
And you know, and you've made that available to us. That's a single. Yes. That's on a disc, but it's one song only, right, Molly B?
Yes.
Singing Ave Maria.
One song only. And, it you know, otherwise people had to buy it to the Molly B Christmas Special, which, as I just commented, is a $30 pack.
Right.
Which does include two CDs and one DVD. But
yep.
I'm not one to try to make someone buy a CD just for one song.
If there
they want
you
just
go.
One song, I want to make that available. And I recorded it. In Ted's studio in Ohio a year ago. So that came out, and that is available once again on my website. And I believe you have it. Do you have it available
yes.
at the radio station, too? Wonderful.
We have it actually at the meat market is where we have them. And then I also have a website, too, sizemusic.com. So we've been putting everything, both locations, and people can get it there as well. So we thank you for making it available to us. That's wonderful.
Oh. You're very, very welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, I mentioned I'm singing the Toledo Symphony, and the reason they hired me to do this next gig is because of that song. And
really?
So
wow.
That was their song of choice to have me perform with them this December for a Christmas concert. So I'm blessed, and I'm glad I can share that.
That's awesome. There's so much more I want to ask you, Molly, but we want to save time to talk about the brand new CD as well.
Yes.
But we see your name surfacing all over the place. We had Gordy Prochazka on a couple of weeks back. He's got a brand new CD out featuring Molly B. Talk about that just a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. The idea came about a year ago, and Gordy has felt very confident with my vocals. I sang with his band at the Molly B. Polk Party tapings. And so we've been just kind of crossing ideas. And he said, well, how about I have you sing on this new recording? Yeah, I'd love to. And the next thing was, well, how about you play tenor sax, too? Yeah, I'd love to, you know. So one thing led to another, and it started off, well, I'll sing, I think it was maybe three songs, and it turned into 10. But it was just one thing led to another, and there was a situation where there was a man that was going to record with him, and unfortunately, when it came down to it, he couldn't due to his wife's health situation, and so that didn't happen, and then it gave an open door to do a few more songs with my vocals, and I think they turned out very well. Ted Lang was the engineer for the product, and he really cares about his product, really, really cares about the products he puts out with them. So he took time with that, and of course, he and I worked together very closely on so many things. So I end up playing trumpet and an alto saxophone, which I normally don't play, and I play tenor saxophone. And there was one song, and he goes, well, I think you got to play clarinet on this, because the clarinet's only covered one part.
Uh-huh.
And I do play clarinet, but I wasn't all gung-ho about playing the Ellen Polka on clarinet. He goes, sing it.
Uh-huh.
Because Ted knows I can read music. That is one thing as a vocalist I've learned to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I can look at a sheet of music and just start singing. Whether it's first, second, third part, I can follow that line.
I know.
So it's been pretty fun to hear that song. When I first heard it, I just laughed. I'm like, oh, that's just silly. And now I like the Ellen Polka.
It's so awesome. But, it's so neat, unique. So, yeah. It was just really neat. And just compliments to both of you. Ted producing that CD, and Gordy, when I visited with Gordy, he couldn't have been happier with it. I mean, he is just ecstatic. So, but you've recorded with more. Did you record with Carl, too, back in the day?
Yes, yes. I'm on two of Carl's recording, Boys Day Out, as well as the 40th anniversary. There's two of his that I recorded on. I recorded with John Gura and Gurale out of Canada.
Uh-huh.
There's a new DVD that came out by the Alaska Polka Chip. I'm on that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I have six recordings with, four CDs with the Jim Busta Band and one DVD with the Jim Busta Band.
Okay.
And then I think that might be it for polka bands. I'm going to feel bad if I missed one or two. But those are the ones that are coming to my mind really quickly. And
sure.
there's a girl out of Michigan I sang on her CD as well, I guess. And, so I've kind of recorded with a few bands, and they're all great recordings. I'm so glad to be a part of them. I'm
absolutely
really glad that this music has been recorded for, to carry on forever, really.
And then on top of it, folks that are computer savvy, they can go to YouTube and they just click, and all of a sudden one after another comes up where you're appearing with all different bands at polka fests. And we have a young sensation in the area here, Mr. Nathan Newman, and we've seen you perform with him, used to on stage. So, I mean, you must really get to know a lot of great musicians, huh, in the business?
I do, and I'm super fortunate for that. I knew a lot of musicians before I started the show, and then the Molly B. Polka Party came along, and I got to know them all that much better. Every time a band agreed to perform in the Molly B. Polka Party, I felt it was important for me to keep them informed and as calm and relaxed as they could before they got to stage, and on stage, too. And that meant a lot of prep work for me and a lot of communication with the band. So when they got to that day, because I know coming as a musician, the more questions you have, the more uneasy you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know a lot of these band leaders and band members very well. And I really respect all the different styles of polka music. I really, really do. And I can say that very sincerely. And some people will question, well, why would you have this band? And then I'll explain to them, well, this band has a history that goes back to 1800s.
Exactly.
And this is what they've been doing since then. And what we're hearing is what they would have heard back in 1895. Is that not cool?
Yeah, that's right.
I want people to hear stories like that. They're like, oh, whoa, now this makes sense. This,
That's great.
Going back to your original question, I've gotten to know so many musicians. You commented about YouTube. I haven't even seen half the stuff out there.
I know.
If you actually enter Molly B or Squeezebox, usually those are the ones that will pull up videos of me performing, and I hope you enjoy them. I don't get to edit them. I don't even get to see half of them. It's just me performing live with everything that comes with it, Everything that you see at a show, it comes up on YouTube.
Well, and there's even one where you're teaching the polka hop lessons, and we have a Catholic priest in the area here, and he said, when I stopped dancing and when I stopped, being active, that's when I started putting on weight. And he said, if I could only dance, and obviously Catholic priests don't go to a public dance, because it's not ethical or whatever. So he said, if I could dance in the privacy of my rectory, and so he has found you and can dance along with you teaching the steps.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what, Si? That totally came off as something that wasn't even going to go on the internet. It was just kind of a loose type of deal. My hometown of Spring Grove, Minnesota, which I still call my hometown. I haven't been there for 10 years, but that town raised me. And They have this heritage center, and they are trying to reach out, going beyond the Norwegian heritage, which is very, very strong and evident in Spring Grove, but really just reaching heritage of many styles and many ways. And they said, well, will you come teach a polka dance lesson? We'll put it in our paper. We'll have people sign up. Well, here I'm thinking, come on, there'll be 40, 50 people. Not going to lie. There were six that showed up, And that's fine.
That's right.
Fine. I'm the same way performing, 4,000, I'm still going to perform. So I get there, I kind of, created a few notes before I got there, what I wanted to say, and the guy running it said, can we record this? I want to put it on our website. Yeah, no big deal. And I, did that, and then he shared with me, well, how he puts it on the website is he does it through YouTube.
Ah.
Puts it on YouTube and does a link to the website. And next thing I know, 2 and 3 weeks passed, he goes, oh my goodness, he goes, your video of polka dancing lessons has reached higher numbers than any of our videos. And it's just taken off. And I looking back, part of me wishes I would have spent more time really, really making sure I said everything properly. At the same time,
it came off really well.
This is what you get. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was telling people how to dance the best way I could always teach my friends how to dance. And I love hearing success stories. There was a man that came to performance in Ohio. I was right on the West Virginia border. And he said, Molly, I found your video 3 weeks ago, and I'm dancing the polka today. I'm dancing the polka hop just like you taught me. And I just, my jaw dropped, and I was so happy.
That's awesome.
Was successful with that. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we want to spend just 2 minutes here yet on the brand new CD, and I've got it in my hand. I'm looking at the 15 songs, and just highlight real quickly. As I listen to it, there's a Polish flavor on some of the songs. Some of them are sort of Dutchman style. What's your take on it, Molly? I mean, it's so good.
Thank you. Thank you. We feel good about it. My take is that I want this CD to be for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I'm finding out it can be. And yes, and that's what you get when you go to Squeeze Box Dance. You don't just get Dutchman. You don't just get Polish. You don't just get Slovenian. You don't get the old German style. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with all those styles. That's why we choose to play them. But as Squeeze Box, because we come back and have such wide variety backgrounds, that it makes sense to perform everything we can to the people that are there. So if we have Czech fans, we're going to play Czech songs and we're going to sing in Czech. And same with Polish, same with German. And that's what the CD gives. And I love it. And the thing is, we first started, my favorite song was the Schneider Polka.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, now it's currently My Heart Skips a Beat, which is a
country
Asian number that we do, you know, Hank Williams.
Uh-huh.
And it's, my favorites keep changing, too. And I played clarinet on this recording, which was fun. Sorry, Gordy, I didn't do it on yours. I didn't squeeze like this. But, yeah, it's got such a variety that you can't go wrong. You really can't. I haven't heard a bad thing about the recording yet.
Now, Edelweiss is so special.
I don't know how people are going to say bad things to me, but I still haven't heard a bad thing.
So. I was going to say Edelweiss is so special, too.
Thank you. Yeah, my sister, first time she heard that, and she heard the high note at the end, she goes, oh, that's my favorite.
You could be right in the Sound of Music.
Reaction,
you could be right in the movie, The Sound of Music, because it is so true. I mean, and you sing it in German and in English.
I do. And it's a song that's actually not originally in the German language. It actually was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay.
But I love to sing it in the German language. All the Germans and Austrians do know it, and they kind of claim it as their own because the movie was done over there. So, in kind of in honor of them, and you know, just to show them a little, you know, that to sing in German for them, then I will sing that in German.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And then you kind of veer off a little bit with one by Bette Midler, "The Rose."
The Rose, yeah. And that I can't begin to tell you how many people will also on that one have tears in their eyes.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's one of those simple songs. I mean, really, it is. If you're a vocalist, I mean, the range is not even that huge. And it doesn't require all this fancy work. I mean, the CD, that song is pretty simple. But
yeah.
When it's done well,
uh-huh.
When anything is done well, it doesn't matter if it's simple or hard. It's just beautiful. And that's what that song does.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have to tell you that I think my favorite, I mean, I like the Schneider Polka. That was always my dad's favorite song. But I think my favorite, and if you listen to the words, it has so much meaning. It's one called the Rock and Roll Waltz.
Roll Waltz.
Can't you just picture your folks? I mean, and I'm going to feature this song in the next segment here. When you listen to the words, can't you just picture yourself coming home and seeing your mom and dad dancing, and they're trying to dance to the record player, and it's all you had was rock and roll music. And they're trying to waltz to, that's what the song is about. I think it is so cool.
Yes, it is. It's a very, very cool song. And it's track number 3 for a reason. You
uh-huh.
know, all the songs are good. I'm not going to take away from any of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start with a couple of polkas, but there's a reason that song made number 3 spot. And it's done so stylistically well. And that's so much a tribute to Ted. He's just done a great job with the recording. And but yeah, a neat song, very neat song.
And
like
who did
the words?
Who did the original? Do you know, Molly?
K-Star
did. Okay, I know. Yes. I've heard it before, but I couldn't remember who did it.
Okay. So, and it's been around a while. A couple that went on the road with us a couple weekends, they're the ones that suggested it, and
uh-huh.
so we started doing it, and we couldn't believe the reaction. And part of it is so many waltzes, whether they're done in
Czech or Polish or German style tend to be in the upbeat style.
Uh-huh.
And this is a song like the Waltz Across Texas, like Could I Have This Dance, allows you to slow it down and almost do like a country waltz. That's how we describe it to our drummers. More like a, you know, a slower waltz. And all those that can't dance a faster waltz anymore, they just flood mm-hmm. the floor. You know, and like you said, beautiful lyrics, beautiful melody, and just a really nice tempo.
You
good
bet.
Dancing tempo.
You
yeah.
bet. And then you and Ted are so good together when you harmonize, yeah. when you sing, mm-hmm. and you do one called Aya Sam, and you guys get kind of, you get kind of crazy on that one. I think
we
it's so
do.
Cool. Yeah.
We do. Okay, so growing up as a, you know, Czech German girl, people used to request Aya Sam. Well, that uh-huh. wasn't a song. Actually, it was my dad's band repertoire, but I heard it, and we would do it kind of off the cuff, but it never really was a Jim Booster band song. And then we went down to Texas as Squeezebox, and we got asked to play that song. Well, yeah, we'll figure it out, and we did, and we could not believe the crowd reaction.
I mean, oh, I bet.
This has the crowd reaction. I can't even compare it to anything else I can think of it, but if you're sitting down and you're in Texas and you're a Czech, you are suddenly now in front of the bandstand and, like, cheering them on, going, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I could just picture
automatic.
That.
Oh.
Just,
so we love the energy. Uh-huh. We love the fact that young and old knew it. Brave Combo, a more progressive-style polka band in Texas, did it as well. And we just clung to it already back in the year 2010. And then since then, my dad's band has picked it up, and I play with my other band, Fickle's by Molly B. We play it too. But yeah, it's so much fun. Okay, so the words are, I assume, it means all alone, and then by myself with my horse and no one else. And then you're supposed to make like a lasso sound, but the hilarious part is,
uh-huh.
no cowboy with a lasso is going to go, whoop, whoop, whoop. But you do the accent, and you kind of need some sound to go with it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh,
it's
it is. It, people are just going to love it when they hear it. And then finally,
yeah.
finally, I think the biggest tribute you can pay to anybody is when you record one of their songs. And I'm talking about Patsy Cline's Crazy. And you do such a wonderful job on that.
Thanks.
I mean, she lived before our time. But,
yeah.
I mean, when you hear her songs, it gives me shivers up and down my back when I hear her sing, because she must have been tremendous.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I've been singing Crazy since I started playing with Carl in 1997, and I have changed the way I've sung it. I
mm-hmm.
really have. Sometimes I do more of a Patsy Cline style and really, really imitate every little thing she does.
Uh-huh.
And other times I don't. I choose to sing a little bit more my style. And when we first recorded this song or started playing it, I had no intentions of recording it the way I did.
Uh-huh.
And then came the end product, and Ted and I kind of both looked at ourselves and, you know, this is not what we were intending, but we really, really like this. So it's kind of interesting how things go in the studio and how things take twists and turns. But in the end, you feel good about the product, and you know that people are going to enjoy it, and that's what matters.
You bet. Well, we want to save time for playing some of this music, Molly.
Yeah,
our time has really run over. But,
sorry.
You know, I always ask each and every one, and I've asked you before, and I can't remember what you told me before, but as you look back over your career, and I mean, you're not even started yet. You've got a long ways to go. Memorable moment, anything that, you know, that you would pick out, whether it was on stage or personal life or whatever, what stands out in your mind? What's been really special to you?
I can't sum it up. I really can't. There's nothing that really always, like when I think of the perfect memory or the perfect moment or the thing that stands out the most. I mean, as a child,
uh-huh.
I loved dancing. I loved uh-huh. dancing and giving polka dances. I could not, you know, contain my excitement. We were getting close, and my heart was racing. We're getting close to Gibbon.
Uh-huh.
Gibbon polka days, you know? And then I started in dad's band, and I enjoyed it. But it took me a while to really feel comfortable. I mean, really feel comfortable on stage. But I did have moments in his band. And then when Squeezebox started performing, some of our big crowds that would come out, and you just get up there, and you're just yourself on stage.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's awesome that people love the music you're giving them as you're just truly being yourself and performing music for them. And there's certain festivals that do stand out to me. I mean, besides growing up at the Gibbon Polka Festival, and we play for the Worst Fest down in Texas every year.
Mm-hmm.
We play for the Helen Oktoberfest every year. I love playing at the Minot Hust Fest in North Dakota. And then, you know, being able to sing with Jimmy Sturr out of New York.
And oh, wow.
That's always a rise, too. I mean, some of his audiences are absolutely huge. And having a 14, well, I don't know how many people are in his band. It kind of can vary between 10 and 14, but at times there's 14 musicians behind me. And these are people that they all have music degrees, and this is all they do for their life is play music, and to have that many strong musicians behind you.
Oh, yes.
And then singing with Polka Family out of Pennsylvania and just feeling the energy of the band, it just, I don't know, my rage goes, you know, as five notes because of their energy. And singing with the Gaylord Clinic Orchestra back when he was alive, and just, I don't know, getting up there to perform with all different types of bands, it just, you can't go wrong with it. And Ted and I have had so many fabulous moments on stage at Sweet Box.
That's great.
Countless, yeah.
You bet. Well, you know, and without getting religious, I think the good Lord has really blessed us and you know, with all your talent and everything. And if I had to say, if I could sneak a peek into heaven, I would say he's really smiling. He really smiles when somebody gives back, when they, you know, use their talent to the fullest. Yeah. And I would have to say you really are.
Thank you, Si. I do think of that, too.
Yeah.
I know I'm blessed. I know I put time in. I wasn't one of those natural musicians that could just get up there and perform. I did practice 3 hours a day growing up.
You did.
I put in my time. But the reason I put in my time is because I saw that blessing from an early, very early stage. And now that I can take that, it's even that much more of a blessing that I even had the time to practice, you know, and these gifts, and then to apply it and just to see the effect on the people. I completely agree with you, Si, that people need to use their blessings. And
you bet.
And I'm so glad that I can. I really am.
That's great. Well, Molly, our time is run out, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you. You know, I told you before, the good Lord willing, we'll have you on the program down the road, and we've done it a couple of times, and that invitation holds always. We look forward to the next time we can have you on the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I know we didn't get to talk about this. I know we're over time. I do want to say, folks, I have another new recording coming out.
That's right, too, yes.
From now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's called Molly B Live. It's myself with Dana Lindblad, Kenny Brandt, Tony Sabo. We recorded in May of 2016. It's hitting. I'm mailing out all the copies on Saturday. So once again, you can go to mollyb.com, MOLLIEB.com, order that CD. You can get a package deal with all my CDs that were released this year. Si's going to get one, so
absolutely.
Fingers crossed, and maybe a little prodding, I can get him to play a song off of that someday, too. So,
will do.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, Molly. So with that, we're going to let you run, and thanks again. Have a great afternoon, Molly.
Thanks, you too.
All right, and there she goes, Molly B., our 173rd guest here on Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. That takes us to 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't go away. We've got music coming off of that brand new CD from Squeezebox.